Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. To be
light, and all the joy within you. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Nellie Akalp is our guest. Nellie Akalp is the founder and the CEO of CorpNet.com, an online legal document filing service. She's a serial entrepreneur, a small business owner just like you and me, and they've got hundreds of thousands of people who they've helped with their corporate filing and all that. Nellie, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all you do to help so many small business owners with their legal issues.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's good to have you back, especially when you want to talk about something as important as how to create an entity, a legal entity for your business. In the previous segment, we talked about if you have multiple business entities, you've got different entities. I have had several different entities. I have several now, including real estate. That's a different entity. Mike, you could have different set up, each one in a different, its own different LLC or own different sub-S corp, for example. But you could also put them under one corp as a DBA, can't you? That's another option.
Yes. Yeah, so the second approach, which some people may want to consider, is forming one corporation or LLC and then filing DBAs under the main corporation or LLC.
Tell them what a DBA is.
A DBA is a doing business as, or also referred to as, a fictitious business filing, mm-hmm. which is merely one person doing business under their own name or under a fictitious business name, or two or more persons doing business under their own name or under a fictitious
right.
business name, which would be also referred to as a partnership DBA filing.
Mm-hmm.
And with this second approach, you will form one main company as either a corporation or an LLC. Then that LLC or corp will file fictitious business names, also referred to as doing business as filing, mm-hmm. for all of your
and those would be ventures. Your brand. So the corp would be maybe your initials incorporated or LLC, and then the DBA would be your brand, like Susie's Yogurt Shop or something like that.
Yes. I mean, I'll use our company as an example. Is our company's legal entity name is CorpNet, Inc.,
uh-huh.
and that's what's filed with the Secretary of State's office as
right.
an S corporation. However, CorpNet, Inc. is not what we use as our brand name. The brand name is CorpNet or CorpNet.com or CorpNet Incorporation Services. So for
and those
all
are,
of
those are DBAs.
Those are DBAs.
Mm-hmm.
Because we really want to be known as CorpNet without the Inc. designation
mm-hmm.
or CorpNet.com. So to properly get those names to be under the legal umbrella of that corporation
right.
name, CorpNet, Inc., it's best in this scenario to file a corporation or LLC for CorpNet, Inc., and then have the other name brands filed as DBAs under the subheading of that corporation or LLC.
And all the while, though, she wants to be known as CorpNet, not CorpNet, Inc. She's also demonstrating to the world that she is CorpNet, Inc., because the world has to know that she's incorporated, right? I mean, that's really important, too. So I want to talk
Correct.
About, let's go, move over to number three in the time we have left. What's the third option?
Third option is creating one corporation or LLC with other corporations or LLCs under the main holding company. In this third approach, you'll create a holding company that owns individual corporations and LLCs. So instead of filing DBAs, as described in our second approach, the main LLC or corporation will form corporations or LLCs for each of your businesses. And Really, this approach is often preferred by companies that are looking to be acquired, as well as established companies that are looking to start a new business. And either their established or holding company will fund the new business. So, you know, again, as expected, the tax and legal implications can become complex for this approach. So, as always, I always implore you guys to consult with a tax advisor and or attorney for the best way to structure your holding company. And
well, the good news is, just like with having all the different retirement options that are out there, it makes it a little complicated. It gets into the weeds a little bit sometimes. But the good news is you've got all these different variations that makes it where surely you can find one structure that's just right for you.
Correct.
As opposed to only having an LLC or an S Corp or something like that. There are lots of different entities. And this is an example of where the government has helped to make it easier and more and more productive for us as business owners by passing by making these new options like the LLC, like when all the states ratified all the LLC charters around the country 25 years ago. That was really a good thing that they did.
And again, it's really a matter of what type of business you're conducting and what type of business you're engaged in, because if the businesses are connected to one another, or if, you know, you're running a business and you want to run your business under different brands, or you want to really be well known for your brand,
right,
but without really, you know, making sure that brand has the Inc. designation, then you definitely want to consider that second approach.
Absolutely. Hey, Nellie, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Nellie Arkell, ladies and gentlemen, corpnet.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.